Honey and Frank show. Beth Stern's on the phone.
Yay!
Is she there? Hello, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
I can barely hear you.
Did somebody crank us up? Hello? Can you hear us now?
Yes.
That's better.
You know, we followed your husband for 9 years. We were the midday show following his morning show in Los Angeles. We were out here. He was in New York, obviously. Never actually met Howard face-to-face. Never had, words, face-to-face. I even talked to him on the phone. I never thought I'd be talking to his wife before I'd ever talked to him. But it's I'm glad I am.
Well, hello, Frank. Nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you, too. You got this show that's going to be on Nat Geo Wild called Spoiled Rotten Pets. And I've known for a long time, following Howard, listening to his stories, that you are a big pet advocate, and you love every pet that you come across,
Shore Animal League, right?
Yeah, I'm the spokesperson. Yeah, Howard's been really angry with me lately because I come home from work and I've tweeted pictures kissing, making out with all the animals that I work with during the day.
How many animals do you have personally at home?
Right now, we have 4 rescue cats. Our beloved bulldog, Bianca, passed away last July, so we have big holes in our hearts right now.
Frank has a bulldog.
We definitely are spoiling 4 cats right now.
You have Apple, you have Walter, you have, Leon Bear, and then Charlie Boy.
He's our most recent rescue, Charlie.
I bow down to you.
I rescue, Howard gets to name them.
That's the deal. Because I wonder, because I have a woman in my life, and she is a lot like you, where, I think we have 4 dogs, we have a hamster, and we have 3 or 4 birds. I mean, I've lost track of the animals. Like, she has them everywhere. But, anytime we are driving down the road and she sees a dog, she's like, pull over, because we got to save it right then.
Of course.
And I
love her.
Yeah.
You should marry her.
I should. Maybe one of these days I'll make an honest woman out of her. But this show, I mean...
I love it.
About going to the extremes, about spoiling your pet. I mean, like you said, Americans pamper their pets. But this show that you're hosting, Spoiled Rotten Pets, it goes above and beyond, right?
Well, I thought that I was the biggest pet spoiler in the world until I spent time with a lot of these people. They really go to the extreme, but I find it so refreshing and beautiful that people love their pets so much that they treat them with, they're spoiling them rotten, and I don't see anything wrong with it.
I saw the ad for it. My partner and I were sitting and watching TV, and I was like, oh, my God, hit record, because we're definitely watching that. We have 4 dogs, 2 cats, and no kids, so those are sort of like out. They're definitely my children, so I put little sweater. I have 3 Yorkies and another terrier. They wear little sweaters. People buy us clothes for them when a holiday comes around. They're my babies.
Yeah, like me, like you, mm-hmm. I don't have children of my own, so all of my maternal instincts go right to my pets, and they really are members of the family. I think that's why we took Bianca's death so hard.
Yeah.
Because she was my child. I mean, I feel like I gave birth to her, I felt so connected to her, and I'm like that with my cats as well. I just have such love for them, and like you understand.
Yep.
Well, I understand it too, Beth. Beth Stern on the phone with us. She's going to be hosting her show, Spoiled Rotten Pets, on Nat Geo Wild that starts April 20th.
Saturday.
It's a Saturday at 9 p.m., so be sure and watch it. Check it out. But I understand what you're saying. Maybe putting a sweater on a Yorkie looks cute and stuff, but when you have a woman who goes to dance class with a dog, I mean, I know it's like, isn't there a little bit of nut job in there that you're feeling?
No, Frank.
Yeah.
Adorable that she. Well, it was also the owner. She took such joy. She took Aiden the Afghan 2.5 hours away from her lavish mansion in the Hamptons to this personal dance class just because Aiden thrived from it, and it was something that the owner really liked doing. She was such a bonding thing too. When you do activities with your pet, you really bond. And I just found it to be really refreshing and fun. I ended up learning a whole routine with Aiden.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to see this.
Tell me he could dip you. Now, if that dog can dip you, I will get behind this 100%.
Maybe I dipped him.
Okay.
One of the stories that I love, Beth, I think Howard was actually telling it about Apple, and it's sort of how I feel. Our latest rescue was a puppy mill mama, and she just was starving to death and rotten teeth and the whole thing. And she had a horrible life for 5 years, was kept in a cage, and now she's living the dream. I mean, she's hand-fed chicken. And I love the story that Howard tells about Apple, your cat Apple. And she, what was her background before you guys adopted her?
Yeah, well, she's our first cat that we adopted. I had convinced Howard that we needed a cat in our life, so he said that it's fine, adopt one. But he didn't realize that I went to North Shore and asked for a really sad case. I volunteer there, and I work there on a regular basis. So when I'm there, I see the animals that come in. And there was one cat in particular that was bald from her neck down, and she was literally eating herself alive. And we didn't know if it was from the shelter environment, but I found out that she was brought to North Shore Animal League in an apple box. And a lot of times people just drop them off in the middle of the night, which I find horrible.
Sickening, but, yeah.
So she was brought in an apple box, and they were trying to figure out what was wrong with her. She was there for a long time. No one wanted to adopt a cat like that. So I brought her home. Howard couldn't believe what was in our house.
Could he even recognize that it was a cat? I mean, it was hairless, but it's not supposed to be a hairless cat, right?
No, she's a tabby. She right now has full hair. I think she just needed some love because she's just thriving and could be the one of our most beautiful cats that we have.
And Howard was sitting looking at her and going, Apple, can you believe how far you've come? You were at that shelter, and now look at you.
Let me ask you, Beth. I mean, you bring home all the cats. Do they all love Howard more than you?
Well, there's one cat in particular, Walter, that is just so in love with my husband. And wherever Howard is, Walter is either sitting on his lap, sitting on his computer, or sitting on his desk, gazing at Howard.
That is the frustrating piece. Like, I look at our dogs, I'm like, I'm the one who fought for you, I'm the one who rescued you, and I'm the one, you know, that takes good care of you, and it's like, I'm not the favorite.
It doesn't matter, like, what animal that my lady brings home. Like I said, we have the four dogs and the birds and everything, and I'm always like, I don't want any more. This is way too many. We're starting to look like crazy people. Mm-hmm. But all the animals, like, still let the bird out, it'll come land on my head, the little Yorkie will climb up my shoulder, I got the other dog on my lap, and she's like, come here, dogs, and nobody will go to her. They're all over me, because I'm filled with cream.
Oh, I hate that.
I love it. Most people fall in love with their husbands more when they see them become a father. I fall in love with my husband when I see him in love with my kids.
Aww.
Beth Stern, thank you so much. If you're ever out in Los Angeles, I want you to come in and hang out with us. She's going to be hosting Spoiled Rotten Pets premieres on Nat Geo Wild Saturday, April 20th at 9 p.m. Be sure and watch it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you, Heidi and Frank. You guys are awesome. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Take
Beth.
Care, sweetheart. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
1-800-955-KLOS is the number. Come back to 955KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.